more of Lake Effect Now, I'm Bonnie North. We've been talking about healthcare policy on this first day of our Project Milwaukee series, Wise Today, Well Tomorrow. Now we move from the abstract to the personal. We've asked some of our regular contributors to think about what aging and wellness mean to them. And as you can imagine, we've received some wonderful essays, which we'll share with you during the course of the series. Today we hear from author and UW-Milwaukee professor Liam Callanan. He says the new president makes him feel old.
The recent presidential campaign focused way too much on the candidate's health. No, not that candidate, or that one, or even Joe Biden. I'm talking about Barack Obama. The man is 47 years old. 47. That's old. And I speak as someone who has just turned 40 myself, and from here, 47 looks a lot older than John McCain's 72 or his mother's 96, and let me explain why. To my kids, who are themselves in single digits, age doesn't matter after a certain point. You're a grown-up or a grandparent. And grandparent covers a wide swath of territory. What's more, being grandparent age exempts you from any contempt whatsoever. Quite the opposite. It makes you universally admired. But there's this period beforehand, almost like a waiting period, your 40s, say, and that's when you get old, the bad kind of old, the not young, don't get it anymore kind of old, the roll your eyes old, the not yet a grandparent old. When you turn 40, suddenly the world's eyes are on you. You become president, say, or, in my case, a father, and an entirely new crowd of people begin to look at you extremely closely. And they only want to see one thing, how old you are. This is why older people dominate gyms. And while you, and you're probably an older person if you think this, may believe that gyms are overrun with 20-somethings, the truth is more 35 to 54-year-olds have gym memberships than any other age demographic. Let that sink in a moment. No, not the part about them having more gym memberships. It's only the 20-somethings who bother to use their membership, as best as I can tell. But the fact that the industry's main trade group, where that stat came from, groups all of you together. 35, 40, 47, 54, you're all the same to a gym owner. Old. And as far as I can tell, the only thing that going to a gym helps you with, at least at my advanced age, is feeling older. You enter with regrets that you'd not been here earlier or more often, and you most certainly leave feeling more tired. Something new hurts or something old hurts, and if nothing hurts, you worry you didn't work out hard enough. You study the people clearly younger than you who not only know how to stay upright and in motion on a treadmill, but shuffle through their iPod, read a magazine, and keep track of the time. Besides, this is what 40 looks like. You pay money to look younger but feel older. I've tried to get other people to commiserate with me on this, but no one does, at least no one older or younger. As one 20-something told me, "What are you complaining about? 40-somethings rule the world." I tried to protest, but then Obama won, and the matter was settled. We'll grow old together then, he and I, but not willingly, it seems. After all, what was the first thing Obama did after he won the election? The morning after, he put on a hat, glasses, track suit, and running shoes and headed to the gym. Because, like me, he had seen what 40-plus years look like, in his case with the helpful aid of a Jumbotron, and he didn't much like it. How do I know? I saw him on the TV, from the treadmill, at the gym.
Liam Callanan is a regular Lake Effect contributor and author. He also teaches creative writing as an associate professor of English at UW-Milwaukee.